everybody. I'm Cam Stewart, your fantasy sports news update. The Golden State Warriors getting a big piece back as the NBA Finals tip off in less than 5 hours. DeMarcus Cousins will be active for Golden State in game one of the NBA Finals against the Raptors tonight. Warriors coach Steve Kerr announcing today. Boogie Cousins hasn't played since April 15th due to a left quad tear. How many minutes he will play remains to be seen, but Kerr says they have a plan for his workload. When asked about it, he would not share it with the media. Going into tonight, Cousins has only played one full postseason contest in his career, game one of the Warriors' first-round series against the Clip Joint. OG Anunoby questionable for Toronto as well. Finally, game one is here, tipping off at Scotiabank Arena in TO, 9 p.m. Eastern. Raptors now 1.5-point favorites in the betting market. Money line, -120 Toronto, total 213.5. First quarter line, Raptors -0.5 or 120 on the money line. Total for the first quarter, 55. Toronto -1, -125 money line for the half, and the total 109. Series price, Golden State -300, Toronto +240. Already wild lineups at Jurassic Park starting at 6:40 in the morning today. Doors just opened at 3 o'clock. Let's head to the baseball scoreboard right now. The St. Louis Cardinals, they lead the Phillies 5-3, top nine. Jerko, Carpenter, Ozuna, and Wieters all going deep for the Redbirds. San Francisco and Miami, the Giants up 3-1 in that baseball game, bottom eight. Arizona and Colorado, hope you got the over right now. 6 runs in the first inning. Arizona leads 4-3, bottom of two. Rest of the MLB betting board tonight, 2 games at 7:05. Boston -150 at the New York Yankees, 8.5. Sale versus Hap. Then we have Milwaukee laying 30 cents at Pittsburgh, over under 9. Anderson versus Musgrove, 7:10 action. We got Minnesota at Tampa Bay, Rays -145, over under 8. Perez versus Morton, 8:05. We got Kansas City and Texas Rangers -155, over under 10. Junis and Minor, 8:10 action. Cleveland laying 195 at the White Sox, over under 8.5. Carrasco and Benoist, and two more at 10:10 tonight. Mets -280 at the Dodgers, 8.5. Vargas versus Ryu, and Mets rookie Pete Alonso tying Mark McGwire's rookie record with his 19th dinger Wednesday night versus LA. Congratulations to him. Finally, last but not least, Angels in Seattle. Mariners 1-15 favorites, total 9. Pena versus Kikuchi. We got the Cubs signing veteran Carlos Gonzalez to a minor league deal today. He was recently released by the Cleveland Indians. In the NHL, St. Louis Blues forward Oscar Sundquist will have a meeting with the league after a boarding call on Boston Bruins defenseman Matt Grizzlick in game two. Sundquist received a 2-minute minor on the play. Grizzlick injured. He had to leave the game and did not return to action for the Bees, who lost in overtime. Stanley Cup final shifting to St. Louis for game three Friday night. St. Louis, a small favorite. -120, sorry, Saturday night, total 5, best of 7 series, tied at 1 game apiece. Updated series price, Boston -130, St. Louis +120. The PGA Tour in Dublin, Ohio for the Memorial Tournament, hosted by Jack Nicklaus and Moops, our old buddy Ryan Moore. Stellar first round, he leads at -7. Jordan Spieth just one shot off the pace at 6 under. Notables, Tiger Woods, 2 under par. Rory McIlroy in the clubhouse, he is 3 over. U.S. Women's Golf Open, Mamiko Higa leads at 6 under par. Cleveland Browns new coach Freddie Kitchens says Odell Beckham Jr. has missed a lot by skipping the OTAs. Beckham, who was acquired in that blockbuster deal with the Giants in March, has only participated in one of the team's 9 practices since the beginning of OTAs that will end tomorrow. Jacksonville Jaguar quarterback Nick Foles and his wife Tori announcing that they recently suffered a horrible loss. Tori, 15 weeks pregnant with the couple's second child, had a miscarriage last weekend. The Jags granting Foles a leave of absence, but he's returned to OTAs today. Still with the Jaguars, they're expected to sign free agent wide receiver Terrell Pryor, the former Ohio State quarterback bouncing around in his 8-year career. French Open, Serena Williams in good form. She advances to the third round. Naomi Osaka, a straight set winner as well, the top seed on the men's side. Novak Djokovic won in 90 minutes. He cruises into round 3. And CFL exhibition football today, an afternoon game, actually started at 11 Eastern. Argos hammering the Alouettes 45-20. Brandon Bridge, 2 touchdown passes for the double blue. International soccer friendly right now. Turkey leads Greece 2-0. I'm Cam Stewart. Stay tuned. Gabe Morenci hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. Hour 1, keep it locked. It's going to be a lot of NBA talk and props. So we're going to have a lot of fun today on the show, everybody. Best bets and props galore. Red Heat and Rage coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
right, let's roll. iHeart, TuneIn, YouTube. I am Marensky. We're throwing it down in New York City, although I wish I was in Toronto now. Because that's the place to be, and it's kind of unfair that the Cowherds and the Stephen A. Smiths and all these other jackasses in the media are setting up shop, and you know they're not Raptor fans; they're more fans of the Brass Rail and For Your Eyes Only, no doubt. Yeah. And as a betting man, I'm willing to bet. I'll put a nickel down that Stephen A. Smith was, I'll say, For Your Eyes Only. Last night on King Street West, a favorite stomping grounds for Major League Baseball teams. Don't ask for a selfie, though, in a strip club.
No,
as
no.
Mick Gossy has found out before.
Yeah, I'm betting Gabe, the low-end reporters, the guys who are doing, you know, the college reporting, they go to the Zanzibar, but the high-end guys, yeah, Brass Rail. Maybe off the beaten path at the House of Lancaster if you would really want to go incognito. But already the neighbors partying, these guys don't work. I see them, laughs two doors down from me right now. The barbecue is going to be cooking. Raptor talk all day long in the complex. It's going to get wild. Wouldn't be surprised if one of them just rolled in my place. I got the door open because it's hot today.
It's funny you say that because, yeah, Zanzibar. Now, listen, Willie Nelson once famously stated that there's no such thing as bad marijuana. Some is just better than others.
True.
You could say the same thing for pizza. I've heard the expression used for sex. There's no such thing as bad sex. Some is just better than others.
Excellent points. Excellent points.
But I feel the same way about strip clubs. You know what I mean? And yes. I'm not the strip club connoisseur I used to be. You know what I mean? Like, I like the high end. I like the mid end. And, yeah, I like the sleazy Hollywood Boulevard strip club. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I used to meet my bookie there, a guy that you know, too, Jimmy. He used to go, I go, where do you want to go, Jimmy? Like, he goes, I go to I Don Knows. It's called I Don Knows instead of I Don't Knows. The guy used to buy
Don
me a BLT and fries.
Don Valley?
Yeah, where are we going? I Don Knows. So, yeah, and he'd buy me a Heineken and, like, a BLT, and he'd be gone for half an hour. He goes, okay, I'll just pick up the envelope. Thank you. When he paid.
For the
he
record.
Wild at I Don Knows.
Yeah, so I was going to say, though, even me, all right? Cam.
Yeah.
I freaking lived, like, 4 minutes from Zanzibar for 8 years. Yes, I went in there once. I went in there once, had a beer, and left. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's it.
I realized, I'm like, yeah, this is no good. this is no good.
Yeah. I recommend Fillmore. Too much, too, Gabe. Did you see his little Fillmore thing today? Hey, I hear you're leading with hockey. NBA Finals, you're leading with hockey. Ha, ha, ha. It's like, you know, bud, get, like, this guy's just unbelievable. You said it too. Great points by you earlier on in the week, like just ripping the Raptors all year. Now you get to soak in the love. Come on.
I don't know if Fillmore's is still open though. I think there might be condo
Fillmore's development. Yeah, good call. Or Chili's, and that more in the East End.
All right, Chili's sucks. Fillmore's is where it's at. That's where the party was. Make that decision.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Decisions ready. Major Radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network. Yeah, Zanzibar, Zanzibar, strip club in Toronto, which I'm sure that some unknowing poor bastard tourist in town for the NBA Finals has wandered into. I don't know if you remember this, but they made it big, Cam, because the movie The Incredible Hulk, one of the Hulk movies,
that's right,
was in Toronto.
Hulk, when Hulk got pissed off once, he smashed up Young Street. It's pretty cool. It's like the Hulk, like, you know, I prefer the TV show to Hulk. Like, I don't like the big monster Hulk. I like the normal size Hulk. So, yeah. But anyway, it's like Hulk. The computer generated Hulk smashes Young Street with his fist. And I'm always fascinated by that because they did a lot of movies when I lived on that street. They did Batman 2 there. The Suicide Squad, excellent. The helicopter scene. I was blazing watching from my rooftop when they did it. They tried to shine lights in our eyes to make us not see it, but we saw it. They did a good, like, they really went out of their way to make people, like, not be able to film it and stuff. Like, they were doing weird light things, and they put up this big curtain. But if you lived there, they couldn't stop you, dude. I was on my roof. Like, tough shit. You're filming it, like, in front of my building. What can I do? But in a Batman movie, it didn't look like my place. They put different businesses in and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, they can do that now, like a green screen. So in the Hulk movie, they only kept two places, Cam, on Young and Gerard Street. Zanzibar.
Yep.
And the Big Slice.
Oh, yeah, Big Slice. Pizza joint. Yeah,
the pizza
call.
Place, yeah.
They saved two legendary spots. Yeah, I like the Big Slice.
Yeah, so you watch it, it says, like, you know, like, New York pizza, or New York. So it's all supposed to be New York and stuff all the time. And it's like Zanzibar, fake, Big Slice, real. It's like, wow. Like, man, they mix in real places with fake places even. All right. So speaking of fake places, let's send it to California. Sorry, California. But it's war. You like that? Yeah. Am I not good at the segue or wet whale capper? Like, you know, I didn't even plan that. But yeah. But listen, it's we the North versus California. Yeah. Welcome to hell, mother. Let's go.
Well, yeah. I mean, this was the matchup I was hoping for. I was counting on the Raptors coming through in the Eastern Conference, and boy, did they do it in style. That was super fun. Game 5 and 6. Congratulations to you and your Raptors and all the Raptors fans. It's super fun to see that fan base finally get realized and made whole and given an opportunity to win a championship. Finally, it's so, so cool. Congrats to, you know, Kawhi Leonard for getting them there. He was a man. That last series, and it's going to be a fascinating finals. I think the market's fairly mispriced. I don't think the Warriors should be as heavily favored to win the series as they are. I think you're seeing a reflection of a lot of liability that the books already have on the books for the Warriors titles that, you know, kind of tend to accrue from June to June every year. I think this is a pretty even series. I think the home court advantage for the Raptors is going to be, is going to help kind of level the playing field a little bit. It's going to be a ton of fun to see it play out. It's going to be like 2 weeks. See the schedule for this thing?
Yeah.
The game's June 16th.
These guys are
crazy.
Dragon.
I was just at the FanDuel Sportsbook over at the Meadowlands, and our studio is under construction. It'll be ready soon. So we're over there, and I had big plans, guys, about playing futures and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm going to play the Raptors in 7. I'm playing the Raptors in 5 and 13-1. I'm playing this. I'm playing that. And then the same thing. I started to think, whale capper. I'm like, man. When's this thing end anyways? June 21st?
I started to think, I'm like, man. 4th of July?
Yeah, I'm like, man. I'm like, I kind of need this money. I don't know. Yeah, like, I'm all into the futures. But,
yeah, right.
You know, like, yeah. I don't know about 3 weeks. Like, 17 days. Like, yeah. So what happened is then I went from playing futures to, you know what? If the Raptors are going to win this series, like I think they will, they're not winning this series if they lose tonight. They're winning tonight.
That's true.
So I went from, Cam, I'm going to be on playing this future and that future to a little tight under the collar right now, Cam. Yeah, I got a lot of money on this game.
You got the Rodney Dangerfields, Morenci, the sweats. You got to loosen it up. Yeah, I'll tell you. The thing about it is, though, we've been really good with the futures and playing the market and stuff like that, Morenci.
I played it.
It's only a couple weeks, buddy. It's only a couple weeks. It's kind of like Gabe when that El Cortez check just came in. It took him 4 weeks, but when it comes in, it's a mystery. I was, but I checked the mailbox, and that check was there, so thank God.
All right.
So you know what I mean?
Come on, you got it just in time for the finals.
It's a gift. I'm just saying, buddy.
It's great.
At least expect it. Yeah, I know. I mean, we have this argument, Will Capper. Gabe's not a man of patient needs.
Settle down, everybody.
A long book.
Everybody needs to chill out for a second here. Settle down.
I
just want to stress, I played Kawhi Leonard plus 245 be the MVP. Because if the Raptors win, Kawhi Leonard's going to be the MVP. And I also played a Toronto Raptors series ticket. So I've got both. I'm locked and loaded. We're ready to go. Locked and loaded with our futures. Then we got a little invested into tonight's basketball game. Now,
I like it.
I'll throw some numbers out at you guys, and there's dichotomies on both sides here. Last 22 NBA final game ones, home team, 19-3 straight up, which is a pretty strong number. 19-3 straight up, guys. Yet, Toronto Raptors all-time playoff series is 3-15 game ones.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
True.
Yikes.
True. What about Kawhi Leonard in game ones? Because this is his team now. This isn't your old Raptors.
We're actually 1-2.
Yeah, there you go.
We freaking lost game one to Orlando with Kawhi Leonard, and we lost game one to Milwaukee with Kawhi Leonard. We beat Philadelphia though.
Yeah. Well, I think here's kind of my breakdown of tonight's game. I'm with you. I'm riding Raptors game one. I think they set the tone. They get things off right. It's funny the way you laid it out. You make a good point. Like, they're not winning the series if they don't win this game. I agree with that point. It's going to be extremely, extremely tough to dig themselves out of a 0-1 hole and giving home court advantage to the Warriors. So I guess that makes this a de facto game seven for them, which is kind of crazy. I think that.
What about the layoff, Captain?
There are a number of. What's that?
What about the layoff? We're going to a break in a minute or so,
The
Portland Trailblazer Golden State Warrior game camp, that was like the Monday after I was at your house. That was a long time ago.
I know.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
It sure was. It feels like a month
ago. They've had nine days to sit around, and what we've seen in NBA in historical context is, you know, rested teams come out and they're not necessarily shooting the lights out. And the Warriors, a team that lives and dies by the three without Kevin Durant on the floor, is a team that I would have a very, very strong suspicion that we don't see their best in the first half. And that's actually my favorite way to attack this game. I love Raptors first half on this one. It's a little bit juicier than the full game line, but I don't really think that matters much. I think the Raptors get out to a nice little start here. You got an energized crowd. Home court advantage is always a little higher in the first half anyway. This is the potential of some of these guys are going to be a little tight first ever finals, but this is sets up nicely with hopefully we see a little rust on Curry and Clay and their ability to shoot the three. Hopefully we see a little rust on how they integrate Boogie Cousins. I'm not sure I know exactly why they're throwing him back into the mix.
I agree.
In game one here. I'm not sure how he fits with the current composition of this squad. I don't think that they necessarily have exactly the sets they want with him on the floor. So there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve to kind of reintegrate him, and he may not be in the greatest game shape anyway. So, you know, there's kind of a lot of things pointing towards the Raptors getting off to a good start in the series tonight. And I'm with you. Raptors game one.
All right, we'll get that on the other side. If Serge Ibaka starts, which sometimes he does, that would be three starters for the Raptors that have played in NBA Finals.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, good stuff, gang. Yang understands it's NBA Finals Game 1 today.
That's right.
We're not playing a regular season baseball game today, Yang. This is like, you know, baseball, a couple of hits and stuff like that. It's the finals.
This is the finals right here, baby. This is for me the time for me to step up and all that and settle down after step up.
Coach Morency, I have a real quick hook with players that, like, turn the ball over. You know what I mean? Like, championship games and stuff. I'm like, Yang, hit the bench. Van Fleet, you're in. Right? Like,
right after I hit the biggest shot.
Yeah. Like, tonight I got my eye on you, Danny Green. But I actually think Danny Green's going to be a positive contributor. So I'm Gabe Morency in New York, Habs in Toronto, Will Capper's in Los Angeles, where he can feel the heat from the dumpster fire of the LA Lakers. I just had a Clipper fan try to enjoy the finals here. I just had a Clipper fan just tweet me and say, as long as Kawhi doesn't get hurt, you know? Yeah. Because he's going to the Clippers. Like, shut up, man. Like, man, I hate people. Like, all right. I love it, though. Bring it on, everyone. Screw you all. We're in it. I was a jerk after we won last week. Now I'm just enjoying it. It's all good. Probably because I'm drinking Sprite instead of vodka today. All right. So a couple of quick notes. Here. Game one. Home team, 19-3 straight up, last 22 NBA Finals. 12 of the last 15 NBA Final games have been decided by double digits. This is something, and you guys brought it up, and I like this as well. I went all in here. We're having fun with this one tonight. I went in all in, though. The under, 10-4-1 to the under in the last 15. But it actually took overtime last year to get there. So sure the enough, under, you know, without overtime, well, you know, would have been 11-3-1. 14-7, yeah, I remember I had no chance of getting there, and it got there. 14-7-1 to the under last 22 years. You know, and I get it. I know some people are trend players. Some people like would say, oh, what does it matter? It's not the players so much, guys. The pressure, the moment of the building, it doesn't change over the years. It's the NBA Finals, Game 1. Like, teams have had days to clamp down on defense and look at the tape, and there's nerves. Teams have been off for a couple of days. It doesn't surprise me that it's played to the under as much as it has. And to me, it's all sort of correlated. Not that the Warriors can't win a lower scoring game, because they're great defensively too. But to me, it's correlated to the Raptors slowing the Warriors down and playing this game in the low hundreds, right? 106-100, the Raptors win. I think that's what they're on their
line's
chart.
Line's gone down too, Gabe, to 212.5 now. That's
I'm on under 213.5, and I'm on under 109 first half as well, guys. Under 109 first half, under 213 game and a half.
I think that's the look you want. I agree with that look. I like the first half under a lot more than I like the full game under. A couple of reasons. But you laid out a lot of good points. And actually, it's wild too. I don't know if you probably know this too, but like, game ones in the playoffs this year are 12-1 to the under. Like that.
I did not know that.
You know, that's,
I did not
that's,
know that.
12-1, 13-1. It's wild, and there's a good reason for it. Like, you're seeing, you brought up a lot of good points, but even in addition to that, there's much more of a patience this year. You know, these guys, everybody's got a little bit of experience on them. All these teams that, you know, that had you know,
shot
high
selections,
they
much
had a
better,
little
right?
bit. Of, yeah, right. Shot selections better. We'll feel each other out a little bit more. There's no urgency. There's no kind of panicking in the second half and trying to, you know, mixing up your rotations on the fly and giving away some of your strategic adjustments that you're going to need later in the series. If things aren't going well, you know what? There's another game in 3 days. So it's not entirely surprising that there's sort of a general feel each other out nature to these first games. And I think that's lending a lot to these unders. And yeah, you brought up another huge point. This has been a long layoff for the Warriors. They're integrating Boogie Cousins. Both of those things to me point to the likelihood that you see a little bit unevenness, a little bit less efficiency out of their offense in the first half. This is the toughest defense they will have faced, and it's not freaking close. Right. Like, look at who they've played to this point. Clippers, Rockets, and the Blazers. None of those teams really presented anything in the way in anywhere close to his physical defensive, elite defenders from one to five that the Raptors can throw at them.
Could say the same thing about the Raptors, too.
Yeah.
And in the sense that, listen, the Raptors' path to get there was vicious. Yeah, to beat the Milwaukee Bucks, the best regular season record in the NBA. Philadelphia, the three seed. Orlando were a hot team coming in to this. But would you guys agree that between Orlando, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia, that Golden State is by far the best defensive team Toronto will also see?
I'm going to go hard the other direction. I think with Durant out there, yes, they have a lot more flexibility defensively
Durant,
it's a big deal. But yeah, as currently constituted with a Boogie Cousins who's a little bit, a little bit out of game shape, I would go the other direction and say this is the weakest defensive team that they'll face in the playoffs to this point. Milwaukee is so much longer, which really specifically impacted Toronto as we saw early in that series. Philadelphia has five. You know, they had.
Good call. Jimmy Butler's a bitch of a defender.
Matchups.
You're right. Yeah.
The Magic down the home stretch were very good defensively, but they weren't. You know, they're not up to the playoff pedigree that the Warriors are even as currently constituted. But as I looked at the total, I was eyeing the Toronto team total over. Because this will be, quite a bit easier than them. Definitely will be a huge step down defensively from Milwaukee. And just on that basis alone, they may have easier access to the rim. I'm not 100% sure what I would do if I'm Steve Kerr in terms of trying to protect the rim from some of the big guys that Toronto can get in and get in close, against you. It may be relatively easy points come for the Raptors. If the game kind of plays out like I'm hoping, and you have a Raptors kind of a comfortable lead in the first half, and the Warriors trot out there in the third quarter and they give it everything they've got in terms of trying to make a comeback by just barraging with threes, and if that doesn't work, then all this goes up in smoke because you're just both teams will pack it in the fourth quarter probably. But I think the look here is Toronto to get the win, and the total probably comes in pretty close, maybe under.
Hey, Whale Capper, looking at the total in the first quarter going over it. First of all, Raptors favored by a half point, money line $1.15. It's 55, and then the game total now going down to 212.5. Kind of a little bit of a discrepancy. 55 times 4, 220, 7.5. I know they factor in a lot of stuff, but it's a little bit off, don't you think? 55, what do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I don't think you've seen the same sharp action that's shaping the full game total. I don't think has been entirely incorporated into the derivatives, and that's something that you always want. That's a good lesson to just kind of generally look for over the it's even more important in hockey, obviously, because team tendencies are much more important when you're just talking about one or two goals versus 53 or 55 points. I would say almost certainly there is some value probably on that first quarter under. It'll probably get beaten into shape as the total settles, as the dust settles and people kind of agree, 212.5 is where this should go off. And, then you might see a little bit more action come in on the first half under and the first quarter under. But it's tough to really make a case that you're going to see, an offensive explosion out of the gate here. A lot of that kind of come down to we don't really know what to expect pace-wise from the Warriors. The Warriors played a hell of a lot faster without Kevin Durant on the floor in the small sample of games we've had with them. But now you're in a reintegrating Boogie Cousins. Does that slow things down? Does that slow the pace down? Do they try to get more deliberate screening action? Do they even go with kind of that offensive set? These are all questions that I think they'll have to answer themselves in the first quarter, in the first half of that game, which I do think lends itself to an under here.
There really is so many question marks, fascinating ones, if you're a basketball X and O junkie, about how they're going to match up and who's going to match up with who. We talk with Rick Barry later in the program. Well, we already spoke to him this morning, and usually every Rick Barry interview, we find a way of upsetting him a little bit, and we got him going. We got him going. Like, oh, yeah.
Here's from an X's and O's standpoint. If I'm Nick Nurse, my plan A is stop Steph Curry, and I'm going to stop him by being physical around the perimeter. In the NBA Finals, they tend to have a little bit less intense of a whistle around the perimeter. You're going to get a heavy whistle in the lane and around the rim. You know, it's going to be fair game there. But if the Cavs gave you a blueprint, Toronto, it's right there for the taking. If you have physical guys at guard, if you can get Danny Green and Kawhi to switch and bump and get physical, Lowry's a physical guy. He's a little fire plug out there. If you get these guys bumping and disrupting Curry as he's trying to run around and create space for himself, you are absolutely going to disrupt his ability to shoot and score. And that is 100% plan A if I'm Nick Nurse. And it will be interesting to see how that's called. If it's not called in game one, if it's not called in game two, if you see Steve Kerr after these games bellyaching that Steph should get more calls. Like, these are all signs that I'm looking out for to try to get a gauge on, what plan B becomes at some point. Because if they do start calling it a little tighter around the perimeter, and you don't want to put Steph Curry on the free throw line, that's for damn sure. But, you can be physical with him and get away with it around the perimeter early in the series if you're Toronto. And I think they absolutely should try to do that.
All right, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get Will Capper's final prediction, and we'll let him right off into the beautiful California sunset, one of only three states in the union that are pulling for the Golden State Warriors. And they're all upset about it in San Francisco that America is deciding to support Canada over them.
You're the Patriots now. Deal with it.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Well, yesterday we were talking about Toronto Raptor fans hanging outside the hotel where the Warriors were. And I said, they just want selfies and autographs and stuff like that. They're really not going to stand out there all night and harass the... No, I was wrong. Raptor fans set off a bunch of fireworks at 3 in the morning outside the Warriors hotel last night.
Nice.
Like, that's going to bother an NBA player. Guy's in the middle of banging an Instagram model. I bet you if you asked like DeMarcus Cousins, what'd you think of the fireworks last night at 3 a.m.? What? Who? Yeah, man. Like, yeah, I'm sure I read it through. I'm sure Steph Curry's shaking. Maybe Steph Curry's in Markham, though. Like, staying in a house or something like that. Like,
I like what Steph Curry said.
Yeah. Curry said, my wife's from Markham, right down the street. It's like, bro, Markham's not right down the street.
No, 40 minutes away. Thanks.
Yeah, it's like, screw you, Curry.
Yeah, he's playing. Right. He's playing like the sympathy card too. He's like, giving pub. Hey, when I lived in Toronto and Dell was my dad, I went here and here and here and like try. It's interesting. In his presser game, trying to get the sympathy from the Raptor fan. I went here. Yeah, he is playing
us.
You. Don't listen.
No, don't listen. I love you, Steph. You're a good guy. But I saw him the other day. He's like, what's the reaction going to be like? He's like, well, I hope the reaction's good. I mean, he goes, half my family lives here still, and my wife's from here. And he goes, I love it here. I come here all the time. And same thing. I'm like, what do you think? We're going to applaud you because you're banging a chick from Toronto? As if.
He doesn't see borders.
There's some analysis for you, right? Well, you're banging a chick from Toronto? Yep. You think it's good for you? Yeah, I got a ticket right here. Under 31 and a half, Steph Curry. Welcome home, bitch. Under 31 and a half.
I love that look. I love that look. I honestly, like, it's that is that if the if that's not plan A for the Raptors to shut him down from a scoring standpoint by getting physical with him on the perimeter, then they got to go back to the drawing board, because that 100% should be their entire focus. Make someone else beat you. Can't be Curry.
Okay, so what's last thing I'll say, Will Capper, and I'll give you the floor and we'll get you out of here. We know you're busy. So one thing we talk about the defense, that this is going to be the toughest test the Warriors have faced by far for sure in the playoffs so far. And, you know, against Golden State and Portland that series, three of the games, Portland were up by 17 or more points.
Yep.
So they were up, and they were just playing small ball. And if you remember, Myers freaking Leonard lit them up. Even the pesky kid, the young kid out of Gonzaga, what's his name, Zach Collins, he had a couple of decent games. And, you know, he was getting rebounds, you know, Aminu in the paint at times. Golden State, I know they have Boogie Cousins back right now, but who knows what he's going to bring to the table. He's not going to be in the same game shape. And they really don't have anybody inside. I know Looney's better than people give him credit for, but the thing is, I'm with you. You take away the perimeter, and we did this against Milwaukee. Nurse is a smart guy, man. We did it against Milwaukee. We took away their threes, and we made them take it into the paint, and they couldn't do it. You saw the Greek Freak got panicked, turned it over, threw it away. And I know Golden State's not going to panic, but take away the perimeter, make them play a half-court in the paint game, make Kevin freaking Looney beat us. I know it's easier said than done, but I'm just stating this. And Will Capper, how are the Warriors going to match up in the inside with a Gasol, with an Ibaka, and with a Kawhi Leonard, and the physicality that the Raptors will have in the paint? The Raptors have a distinct advantage in the paint in a half-court setting.
Very much so. Very much so. I mean, they're going to the only way that they will be able to attack them, and I think this is rational and reasonable. They run very complex offensive sets. They do a lot of off-ball movement, and it should open up opportunities for good passing lanes. And if they can basically outwile them, but it's going to take up the entirety of the shot clock to get those guys open in the paint, get the backdoor cuts, backdoor screens, and get guys who can make easy layups and get to the rim. I think if you're the Raptors, you don't sweat that too badly. If it's taken Golden State 20 seconds to get to get the ball moved around and to get it to a guy to get a 2-point play, I think you take that. I really don't think you're especially worried, because you're going to be able to get it on the other end, right? You're going to be able to fill it up this series. I think after kind of the rust has gone on this game one, I think we're talking about overs for a couple of games here. If I'm Toronto, I'm more concerned about, how do I stop them around the perimeter? Who am I sagging off Draymond Green? Am I daring him to shoot the three? Am I basically going to live or die by him proving that he actually is an effective offensive player? Like that's to me, I think, where I'm willing to get beat if I'm the Raptors. If it takes them, the duration of the shot clock to get near the rim via backdoor or something along those lines, I think, in the half court sets, I think you take that. Because you can get the steals, you can get the offensive fouls, you'll have opportunities there to get turnovers out of them if that's the way they have to play.
All right, Will Capper. So, what's your prediction for the 2019 NBA Finals?
This is going to be a good one. This is going to be a very, very good series. I am going to advocate strongly to back Toronto in a lot of these games. I think you are going to get a couple of free points just on the basis of people thinking, the Warriors are the better. Just the anchoring and the priors that people are coming into this series based on the series price makes me believe that you're going to have free points on Toronto in a lot of these games. I think Toronto wins tonight. I think we're talking about them heading into game two, which is going to be much, much tighter. And you're going to, depending on who the refs are, you could see that one come down to who's got the ball last kind of a situation. And I actually expect that you'll probably see a split here where they head back to the West Coast tied 1-1. In games three and four, I'm concerned about the Raptors being able to score and keep up with the Warriors in Oracle. It's not a great situation for them. They have a tendency of going cold and having offensive lapses. And if the Warriors are cooking, if they're hot, if they're making, you know, if Draymond is making his threes from the top of the key, and Iggy's making threes, and Jarebko's making threes, you know, if their role players are contributing offensively, and you go cold for any stretch of those games, then you're in trouble. And so I suspect that we're going to see game five come back, and the Warriors are going to be up 3-1. At that point, game five, in my opinion, is a de facto game seven. Whoever wins that game wins the series. Because Toronto, the longer this series goes, the more this boils down to who is the best player on the floor, the more it tilts in favor of Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors. I think if they get through five, I think they're going to be a beautiful spot to back in game six. And then game seven, all bets are off. Toronto with home court, I give them a slight advantage. I think Toronto wins this series in seven, but it all kind of comes down to whether they can fade off elimination in game five, in my opinion.
Very in-depth. Very in-depth from a whale capper. I don't like it. I like the way it ends, but I don't like being down 3-1.
Yeah. How about they win the first two games, Gabe? Make it easier on ourselves.
Gird your loins. Gird your loins. My approach for betting this, I don't have any series action right now. I'm heavy on Raptors in game one. I'm expecting to see the Warriors series price reopen after a game one loss in the -165 ballpark. At that point, I'll take a little bit of Warriors at -165, expecting them to win 2, 3, 4. And then I got the flexibility to just go ham on the Raptors in game five and six, hit them on the point spread as hard as I possibly can. And then if it's a game seven in Toronto, then I'm backing the Raptors all the way, because that's best team wins. And having a Warriors ticket in my pocket is going to be pretty important for all that. So I really need the Raptors to win tonight to pull this off.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Whale Capper. You can follow him on Twitter at whale_capper. Listen to his podcast, Audio Boom. As well, and Whale Capper's great NFL capper, NFL football around the corner. Teams are going through some little mini pre-camps right now as we speak. Whale Capper, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. Enjoy the NBA Finals.
Absolutely. Best luck to you guys. Best luck to the Raptors and the Raptors fans. This should be a tremendous series. I absolutely can't wait.
9:00 Eastern, 6:00 Pacific this evening. Thanks, Capper.
Have a good one, buddy.
All right, take care, guys.
Whale Capper. Great guy. Thank you. Great insight and analysis. We have Rick Barry a little bit later on if you missed our conversation with the Hall of Famer earlier this morning. And me and Cam will get into all the picks, the props, the numbers, and everything else in between. But I really do think, you know, listen, if the Raptors lose tonight, the series isn't over. But
I agree.
It becomes increasingly difficult. And if they're really going to do this thing, look, they have some momentum now. They've won four straight games. They're 8-2 straight up on their home court this year in the playoffs. 7-3 against the spread at home, I might add, the Raptors, too, in the playoffs. So they've got some momentum. Golden State have been off, man, for what, like 11 days now?
Yep.
9 days, 10 days? Yeah, exactly. I think it's 10 days. 10 days. They've been off 10 days. And they don't have Kevin Durant right now, Cam. Like, this is it. Like, this is – it's tailor-made. It's in Toronto. We have home court. We're hot. They don't have Kevin Durant. They're bringing Boogie Cousins back almost – you know, Steve Kerr knows he's going to screw this up. And it's almost like they're sacrificing the game almost by saying, you know what? If we lose tonight, whatever. We'll get Boogie back in this.
Exactly.
And why are they putting Boogie back in so much? Because they freaking know they're going to get murdered inside. They're like, we have to get Boogie back. Otherwise, they're just going to dump it into Gasol and Ibaka, and Kawhi Leonard's going to cruise inside in the paint. Draymond Green's their only big guy, and Draymond's like 6'7". Draymond plays bigger than he is. You know what I mean? Like, they're not a big team, the Warriors. Kevin Looney's their only big guy.
I tell you.
No, who's the other stiff? The Australian stiff there that came back. Jarebko's not bad. Yeah, Drebko can hit a shot, Cam, but he's not good at the paint.
Bogut's older, Bogut's like me not. And you out there. He's got arthritis.
Yeah, he's
I'll tell you something, man. you're never going to be in a situation where you're going to smash the Raptors and the line's up from 1 to 1.5. These guys aren't stupid. They know what's going on. Gabe and I'm just, the only thing I'm worried about is the Golden State pedigree and them being there and to be getting expected. Like, I worry about them, that Toronto not getting, because they're the newbies there. But thank God Kawhi Leonard's on the team, because he gets some calls and respectability as one of the best players in the association. That's what I'm worried about, Golden State, and been there, done that type of thing. You know what I mean? But right, I think tonight...
But you know what?
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard, an NBA Finals MVP.
Yeah, I know.
Danny Green.
That's why I'm going
to
smash it.
This is the third NBA Finals that Danny Green has played in. Serge Ibaka. Second NBA Finals he's played in. Mm-hmm. So I get it. Yeah, there's the pedigree. There definitely is. But Kawhi Leonard's not intimidated by anyone's pedigree on Golden State.
No. That guy's cool as a cucumber. No, and I know, I'm just saying, this is the game. I think you really let it out. And I think they're playing Boogie Cousins just to get him acclimated. Who the hell knows what's happening with Kevin Durant? Your buddy, the doctor, said he could be a lot sicker. You know what I mean? They're going to need all the help they can get. He needs to get back to game action because he's going to be vital at some point.
Now, why don't you do like one of your little voodoo things and wish bad luck on them like you do?
Because it's got to happen naturally. I'll do it a little bit later, closer to tip-off.
Yeah, like, we need something bad to happen, Gabe, to the Warriors.
I need something bad to happen to the Warriors. True. Very true, Gabe.
They're already out with Durant. And we're not wishing any
threat.
No.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, level one winding down. Our NBA Finals preview continues. We're doing the best that we can, getting you as many different opinions on. It hasn't just been Raptor-centric. It's been pretty Raptor-centric, but we've had a wide mix of handicappers, play-by-play guests, and Rick Barry's going to be on, Golden State Warrior. I can't do much more than that. Than Rick Barry. So we'll get Rick Barry's take on this. We'll get into the refereeing assignment on the other side. We just got a little mini bridge segment here. But, I was talking about this earlier in the week with Ranieri. I don't know how much you do it, Cam. I don't do it enough, actually, and I should. Shame on me when it comes to baseball and knowing the umpires and their tendencies. Like, I used to know, when I hosted the Expos postgame show, I really knew every ump well. But even then, I sort of just knew, this guy's a jerk, and this guy screws this team. You know what I mean? But I never really looked into, this guy has way more overs because, he's got a lower strike zone. He doesn't call strikes. Or this guy gives everybody strikes. So there is, people do cap Major League Baseball umpires a bit. I don't do it enough, and I should do it more. But when it comes to, the thing with that is, they're changing every day. So it's not the same thing, right?
Exactly.
Guy's only behind the plate every 4 days. So, but with the NBA, and I was talking about this, Cam, there's no sport, dude, where the officials play more true to form than NBA referees. They're like villains in movies. They are who they are. You know what I mean? Mark Davis, good ref, but hey, he'll put himself in the middle of the game and start mouthing off the players and stuff like that. We saw the other night, he got into an argument. He got into an argument with the Greek Freak at the free throw line. James Capers, and he's doing the game tonight. And we won with Capers the other night.
Capers
doesn't play favorites. I like it.
I like that.
Capers doesn't play favorites. Yeah, he's more nah, I don't care who you are. I vividly remember saying, good job, Capers, last week. He screwed us earlier in the game, but then he turned it. They're village. So we'll break down the referee numbers.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Everybody, Cam Stewart here with your Fantasy Sports News Update. Let's head to the live action. Yang on the baseball diamond. St. Louis Cardinals beating the Phillies 5-3. Jerko, Carpenter, Osuna, Wieters all going deep for the Redbirds. Dakota Hudson, 6 strong, 4 hits, 4 Ks. Eichhoff takes the loss for Philly, and Jordan Hicks, save number 11 for St. Louis. San Fran and Milwaukee Giants snapping a 7-game skid with the 3-1 win. That's the final. Will Smith. Yeah, wow. 13 saves for the Giants there. This guy's money in the bank. When they do get a win, he delivers. Arizona, Colorado, 6 runs in the first inning. Runs galore at Coors. Colorado leading Arizona now 8-5. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning there. This breaking news just coming in a second ago. Mike D'Antoni ends his contract extension, talks with the Houston Rockets. More to come on this story as we know more. The Warriors getting a piece of their pie back for the NBA Finals, tipping off in less than 4 hours. DeMarcus Cousins active for Golden State in Game 1 tonight against the Raptors. Warriors coach Steve Kerr announcing this today. Boogie Cousins hasn't played since April 15th due to a left quad tear. How many minutes he'll play, that remains to be seen. Kerr says they have a plan for his workload, but he wasn't going to share it. Going into tonight, Cousins has only played one full postseason contest in his career, Game 1 of the Warriors' first round series against the Clippers. Game 1 finally here. We've been waiting, it seems like forever, tipping off just after 9 o'clock from Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Raptors minus 1.5 is the line right now. Money line, Toronto minus 120 total, 212.5. It's gone down. Raptors 0.5, half a point favorites in the first quarter right there, and the total 55. Toronto minus 1, minus 120. Money line, total 109 for the first half. Series price, Golden State minus 300, Raptors plus 240. Yeah, it's been absolutely nuts, madness. They were lining up at Jurassic Park 6:30 in the morning, and the doors opened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It is absolutely packed. Two games. Let's take a look at the rest of the MLB board tonight. 7:05 Eastern, good one. We got Boston and the Yankees. Red Sox minus 150 favorites, 8.5. Sale versus Happ. Then Milwaukee is laying 130 at Pittsburgh, total 9. We have Anderson taking on Musgrove. 7:10 action, Minnesota at Tampa Bay. The Rays laying 45 cents, over under 8, Perez versus Morton. At 8:05, KC and Texas. The Rangers minus 155, total 10. Junis, and who do we got going here? We got Junis and Minor. Yeah, minor leagues, 8:10. Cleveland laying 95 cents at the White Sox, over under 8.5. Carrasco versus Benoist. And then at 10:10, we got the Mets minus 280 at the Dodgers, 8.5. Vargas versus Ryu. And later on, the Angels and Seattle to wrap up the sched. Mariners minus 115, total 9. Pena versus Kikuchi. The Chicago Cubs have signed veteran outfielder Carlos Gonzalez to a minor league deal. He was recently released by the Cleveland Indians. NHL news. Blues forward Oscar Sundquist meeting with the NHL after a boarding call on Bruins defenseman Matt Grizzlick in Game 2. Sundquist received a 2-minute minor on the play. Grizzlick was injured on the play. He had to leave the game and did not return to action for the Bruins. Blues winning in overtime. So Game 3 Saturday in St. Louis. Blues a small favorite, 120. Total 5 in this one. Series tied at 1. Updated series price, Boston now only 30-cent favorites. Blues plus 120. Golf, oops. Ryan Moore, great stellar first round today. He leads at minus 7. Jordan Spieth, just one shot off the pace. Tiger Woods, he's in the clubhouse at 2-under. Rory McIlroy in the clubhouse, 3-over. U.S. Women's Golf, Mamiko Higa leads at 6-under par. They're playing in South Carolina. Cleveland Browns' new coach, Freddie Kitchens, says Odell Beckham Jr. has missed a lot of stuff by skipping the OTAs with the team. Beckham, acquired in that blockbuster deal with the Giants in March, has only participated in one of the team's 9 practices since OTAs began. They end tomorrow. Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Nick Foles and his wife, Tori, announced they had a horrible loss. Tori, 15 weeks pregnant with the couple's second child, suffered a miscarriage. The Jags granted Foles a leave of absence, but he has returned to the team in OTAs today. Still with the Jags, they're expected to sign former Ohio State quarterback and wide receiver Terrell Pryor. French Open news, Serena Williams off to the third round. Top seed Naomi Osaka, also a straight set winner. Men's side, Novak Djokovic cruising in 90 minutes. He's through. CFL Exhibition Final. Argos hammering the Alouettes 45-20, the final. Brandon Bridge, two touchdown passes for the Double Blue. International Soccer Friendly, Turkey beating Greece 2-1. I'm Cam Stewart. Stay tuned. Gabe Morenci hosts Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio. We're going to talk NBA refs, go over the betting lines, first quarter, first half, and all the best props. Stay tuned, guys. We got you covered this Hour 2, Red Heat and Rage Radio, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, level two, Game Time Division, Ready Trade Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabe Morenci. Going to down, countdown to the NBA Finals is on. We're now, 4 hours from tip. 4 hours from tip-off. I asked people earlier in the day, this morning on Twitter, I said, where are you from and who are you cheering for in the NBA Finals? We've got quite a few responses here. A lot of bad language, I might add. Liberty Finder says, I'm in Texas and FUK the Warriors.
yes.
Jet
yes.
says, you know where I'm from, Morenci. I'm taking the raps. Same thing. F Dub Nation, Jets in Los Angeles. Boyd Burton, British Columbia. I'm cheering for the Warriors. Well, screw you, Boyd Burton. Gary Hart.
Good name, Gary Hart. Good name. Good handles.
Of course, Gary. Good job, Gary Hart. He just responds with hashtag We the North.
That's nice.
Say where you are.
It's where you are. Oh, yeah. Sorry, you asked. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. We the North still strong. He's strong.
No, it doesn't answer the question. Bill Chappie says Toronto and hashtag We the North. Crash in LA. This is pulling for the Raptors. Kamloops, Raptors. Chicago, We the North. Montreal, We the North. Halifax, We the North. Fort McMurray, We the North. Wow. Ottawa, go Raptors, go. Brantford, Raptor fan since day one. Screw the Maple Leafs. Parker in Minnesota, Golden State. Rave Hollywood, New Jersey, We the North. Chilliwack, BC, We the North. Edmonton, We the North. Vancouver, We the North. San Diego, Dub Nation. Toronto, uh-oh, We the North. Western Pennsylvania, go Raptors. Cambridge, Ontario, go Raptors. St. Thomas, go Raptors. Old school, Mississauga. This is for Zan Tabak and Oliver Miller. Let's go Dinos.
That's great. That's Zan great.
Tabak. Sparta, Ontario, Raptors. East Vancouver, Raptors. Stony Creek, Ontario, Raptors. Vancouver, Raptors. Thunder Bay, Raptors. Bruce Chad, go Warriors, he says.
Yeah. He loves to stir the pot.
Not tired of being wrong.
Hey, Bruce.
Not tired of being
wrong,
Bruce.
How's your KFC order?
Like 2 months.
Yeah, we didn't like your KFC order, Eddie. I'm still mad about that. Bad picks.
Our boy, Jeff Jankovic, NFL agent. We'll get some of his players on with football coming up. Our boy Jeff Jankovic, NFL agent. I'm in Washington, D.C., but I'm pulling for the Raptors because Kawhi Leonard is impossible not to respect. And number two, I want to see Leafs management swallow this pill. Our boy Bolt, Vancouver, throwing it down. He's actually going to Golden State. Our boy Darsh is going to Golden State. Yeah. Darsh, man. I love you, Darsh, but I'm surprised you haven't broken your ankle like 12 times, jumping on and off a wagon. It's all decked out in Warrior gear now, Darsh.
This is a guy who likes the Patriots and Seahawks. Can you really take it seriously?
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right. Let's roll. Double two. Continues. McGarry will join us in about a half an hour's time. The NBA Finals aren't the only finals going on right now. And, of course, the Stanley Cup Finals continue.
Yeah.
And St. Louis Blues last night. In a game that probably deserves more love and more attention, actually.
I agree.
It's sort of like the aftermath, sort of getting buried a little bit with the NBA Finals today, you know?
True.
Hell of a hockey game. Very entertaining, hard-hitting, old-school. It was an old-fashioned hockey game. It was really, really good. Entertaining game. And I tell you, the St. Louis Blues, they laid their hearts on the line last night, Cam. Like, they played as well as they could possibly play, and they just couldn't freaking score. And it would have been, like, game, set, match, man, if Boston won that. Like, I know St. Louis are resilient and stuff, but it'd be hard to overcome it. But I talked about it yesterday, dude, and I compared it to, like, a three-point shooter. You're hot, then you're not. You know, and the best of them. Steph Curry was, like, 3 for 30 or something earlier in the playoffs this year. He couldn't hit for like 2-3 games.
Yep.
Fred VanVleet was 3 for 24. Then he's 14 of the last 17. It changes. I kept talking about Tuukka Rask. It's freaking impossible to finish the playoffs, Cam, with a 9.568 percentage. It just is. And last night I noticed early there was like a near icing. And you know, normally a goalie would just sort of casually, whatever. Like, he went down on his knee, and he sort of tried to catch it, but he didn't. And it was just a little thing. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, oh, yeah, here we go. And there were a couple of times he got lucky with that post. He was out of position. He got saved by a defenseman in the crease.
Two huge
posts. I was like, you know what? Yep. He's getting lucky, like, now. Like, it's almost like a gambler. You know, you're on a heater at a table, Cam. Tuukka Rask has been sitting at a blackjack table for 2 months. Yeah. The dealer from Somalia, they're bringing in the chick from Somalia to beat your ass down, man. You know what I'm saying? It used to be the Asians. You know it, Cam. Now it's the Somalians that take money in Vegas.
Yeah, no, nobody wins with the Somalian lady dealers. I only did once at the Sahara, and then they blew up the place, Gabe. But I got a couple things about that hockey game last night. For one, the hit by Sundqvist on Grizzlick, and Don Cherry said a lot of crazy stuff recently, but he couldn't be more bang on. The player on the Bruins ducked and turned. What do you want the guy to do? He's finishing his check, so his head went into the boards twice. They teach you the first year of body contact, lean in. When you're on the boards, lean in. The guy will bounce off. The guy in the Bruins tried to make a cut, head down, and instead, Sundqvist has never had a major penalty from the league before. He's one of the cleanest players when he played for Pittsburgh. This is bullshit. And I'll tell you, he better not get suspended, and I don't care what the Boston players say. Do better. It's your fault as a defenseman. You know the game, Gabe, from hockey the same way in front of the net or whatever. You have to protect yourself a lot of the time. And that guy, that was amateur night. Sundqvist was finishing a check. He did the job. To your other point, Tuukka Rask has been lucky. Gunnarsson hit the crossbar. It was so loud before. Then he scores the winner. Another former Leaf, mind you, doing well for another team. It's unbelievable. But St. Louis, I think, has got their mojo back. And they really busted. Bills. When they were up to 2-1 in that game, and then St. Louis scored that goal, I'm like, oh, man, it was great because Marchand went the wrong way, and they tied it up. I go, this is the night they're not going to piss it away. So big win for the Blues. The book's still like Boston. St. Louis is only a 20-cent favorite in Game 3, but I'll tell you, man, this is going to be kind of like the Raptors-Warriors. It could go the distance, 7 games, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I see a lot of similarities between the Raptor run and the Blues. Just as, you know, the Blues have been around longer, long-suffering fans, you know, haven't won a championship, although the St. Louis Cardinals have won championships, but you know, Blues fans, they haven't won a championship, playing against a city that always freaking wins. Don't forget, too, the Boston Red Sox beat the Cardinals twice in the World Series. In, like, recent, like, one of the series. They beat Boston. It's been Boston-St. Louis. So, you know, you had Boston beat St. Louis in the Super Bowl years ago. People don't think about it, but, like, St. Louis is getting tired of losing to Boston. It thinks.
For sure they are.
It's sort of like Toronto was sick of losing to Boston, but screw them. The Celtics aren't playing. Now it's all about the Golden State Warriors. So
Do you not agree with me on that hit, though? I'm not just talking about because I got money on the Blues. That defenseman, like, I can't believe Buddy. Yeah, Buddy got a 2-minute penalty on the play. Boarding? That was the defenseman. You got to pay attention when a guy's coming at you like that, Gabe. Like, he walked right into the glass there. Like, guy was just finishing a check. It wasn't a dirty play.
He ducked. And if you notice, too, his skate got jammed also.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of things happened.
Skate sort of got jammed. He was in an awkward spot. No, I called it out on Twitter immediately after it happened. I said, it's not a penalty. Like, just because the guy got hurt doesn't mean it's a penalty. It's his own fault he got hurt. It's not. It was just awkward. It wasn't malicious intent. And there was another hit after, and it wasn't boarding. But it was a nice body check by the Bruins. And I'm like, what's the difference? Buddy on the Blues is like a foot away from the boards. Is that boarding? No, it's not boarding. But, like, really? You know, but it's the type of thing, though, Ken, that we talk about it. Like, the Bruin players... That's the thing with the Bruins that's annoying about them. These guys act like dickheads all the time and do these things, and they have the biggest dickhead in the league on their team. But then after they play victim, you know what I mean? Oh, that's a cheap shot. And, Kadri's out of control. And, like, shut up, man. Like, you guys are the biggest lowlifes in the league. We all know it. You guys slew for people. There was a play earlier in the game, Cam. It was... I think it was the kid Coyle. Whatever, it's hockey. It is what it is. But he purposely, there was no penalty on it, but sort of like, remember what they did to Marlowe? He did that deliberately.
Yeah.
Like, he knew where the post of the boards was, Cam, and he waited. He knew.
Exactly.
I'm going to try to decapitate him under the post. He knew what he was doing. And then they cry, what happened? What happened? Same thing last night. There was a hit. I don't want to say it was Coyle for sure, but I think it was. He hit the dude, and Buddy's face went right into the glass. He did it deliberately.
Blues don't bitch.
Like these guys know how to hit someone and where they're going to go and stuff, right? It's like a UFC fighter. Like, they've thrown enough checks to know. He's like, yeah, I'm going to come in and sort of lift it up, and he's going to go face first into the glass here. It's a cheap shot. It's fine, but then when a player on the Bruins gets his shoulder separated, boo freaking who, then it's all like we're the little mighty ducks in for a Disney movie or something. Like you say, get bent, suck it, man. You're the Boston Bruins, deal with it. And it's funny because the Bruins always try to bully everybody, and the Blues beat the shit out of them last night on the ice.
That's what I'm talking about. I told you, Gabe, about I use the Anaconda like reference as you know what I mean? Like, he gets you, he'll bite you, then he'll squeeze you to death. The Blues are starting. Now it's one of those things. The animal's been wounded a bit, and as the longer it goes, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Boston Blues doubled the hits. They murdered them. They even had some other guys get hit. That's the problem. The Leafs could play a fast game with Boston, and I'll give Boston credit. They can play tough either way. But the Blues, that's a team you don't want to get into a street fight with. They have guys that are really, really, really hard on the forecheck. So I think we can get it done still, Morency. I believe, and go Blues. Future's alive.
People are just blowing everything up. Twitter, you know, NBA stuff gets crazy. I got a lot of anti-Raptor stuff coming into me now. Austin Matthews just tweeted out, "We the North, let's go Raptors."
Yeah.
And somebody's tweeting him, "You're from the Bay Area, kid. What the F?" He's from Arizona. He's not from the Bay Area.
He's from Arizona, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, he's from Phoenix. He's from, like, Scott.
I'd like to give him a message. Do better in the playoffs. Maybe go hang out with Kawhi Leonard.
Maybe
for a while.
You'd be playing right now, right?
Yeah.
And I was gonna say, Florida. We all know Florida is like a batshit crazy place. So here's the story. Woman arrested for spanking her stepson with a belt for breaking curfew. We'll finish this story on the other side.
Yeah, well,
man, that's nothing, man. My mom spanked me and almost killed me, man. Almost died once.
Hey, I'm with you, Yang. My mom split a wooden spoon on my ass. Things were different back then.
My mama hits you so hard you can't even cry. You just silent, like, with your mouth open.
Welts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, so as I was saying, a woman has been arrested and suspended her stepson for a belt for breaking curfew. In an affidavit, Valerie Lee Branch Galloway. That's a lot of names. How many times has this chick been married? Valerie Lee Branch Galloway. 42 years old. Her son wasn't home. And it was after midnight. Kid's supposed to be home at midnight. He got home and she hit him 11 times in the buttocks with a belt. She then said that he had 19 more blows coming. She then admitted to hitting her stepson 30 times with a belt. But the stepson never denied he ever told her to stop. Now, this is where things get Florida-ish. Her stepson is 26 years old.
Pretty old for getting a belt.
What, you think?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay,
yeah, I think.
Dude, I think at that age, my mom hit me with a belt. I'll probably look at her and laugh, dude. Like, my mom did that the other day. She tried to hit me on the arm. I like looked at her like, really, mom?
I think you guys are a little, you're missing the point here. Like, there's something else going on here, guys. Like, this isn't a normal.
There's a lot going on. No, I agree.
Yeah, it's not a normal, like, you're like, oh, a little old. Like, he had 26-year-old stepson. How can it be curfew for a 26-year-old?
That's another thing.
And who spanks? Like, come on, guys. Like, I mean, do I need to spell this out for you?
Simmer down, Morency. Simmer down. You need to simmer down. They are. That's a lot of hits with a belt. But Gabe, in our day, we used to get hit with rulers, belts, all sorts of stuff. We were a lot younger.
Yeah, but you weren't 26.
I know. I wasn't 26. I was not 26 years old and having a curfew. Hey, maybe he's got free rent, though. That's another thing. No. Does she rule the roost? Right?
No. So
he's
as,
living there
as,
for free there.
He gave her, she gave him a choice of how he could be punished, and he chose to be hit in the buttocks.
Okay, then. Case closed.
There's some weird stuff going on in this house, Cam. Like, I figured you watch enough Dateline to like sort of get what's going on.
Oh, I do. Oh, I know. Florida, all these things. What were the other options other than butt belt? What were his other choices? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't know.
Oh, not in the article? Bad journalism. Said he had options.
I don't know what. Get tased on his ball sack? Like, I don't know.
That sounds, that one's tough.
Yeah, I'm sorry I brought it up, guys. I shouldn't.
No, it's a good story. Good story. I like it. Now, me and Yang's just going back to memory lane, and, you know, I'm living in the past. What are you going to do?
You're like, that's a little old to be getting spanked.
Yeah, 26. I was like, geez, man. When was the last time you get spanked? Like, 12, maybe? 13?
Yeah, the point 13? Is, if you're 26 and you're getting spanked by someone that's not your mother, it's probably voluntarily. You know what I'm saying?
Excellent. Another excellent point.
Yeah.
Curfew.
All right. Wow. Like I said, let's just
good,
move
good story,
on. Get
good
back.
Story.
I tried to break it up from the NBA a little bit for a second.
You know? No, it was good. It was good. Yeah. Yang says his mom hit him pretty hard.
Yeah. It didn't take much to get Yang to confess his issues now. I imagine, though, yeah, man, moms in Spanish Harlem don't play around, Yang, right?
No,
they don't play around at all. The whole community gets you.
The whole community will get you. Yes.
I got like spanked by like one of my father's friends, and then he brought me to my dad, told him why he spanked me, and then I wound up getting spanked by my dad too.
Oh, that's tough. Nobody likes a snitch. Yeah, I don't like that either.
I never talked to that dude again. I used to throw bottles at him, like when that was like my that was like my retaliation, you know.
He deserves it. Snitches get stitches and bottles.
Yeah, yeah. You remember what happened? All right. So we've got a lot of picks for this game tonight. 9 o'clock. I guess it's 9 o'clock Eastern. So some great tweets out here. Here's our boy Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson tweets, only a few people know, but with my serious hops, I think I could have played in the NBA. I'm ready to go if the Warriors or Raptors need me for the NBA Finals. Says Phil Mickelson. Yeah. Come on, Phil, just tell us who you got. I'm going to tweet him.
Yeah, exactly.
Who you got winning.
Phil likes to throw it down. He might take the value with the Raptors. He might take the dog.
I think he would. I don't know, though.
Nah,
he seems like a front-running type of bet guy. He'd be like the pedigree.
Hope he tells you. That'd be great if he answered. I know Phil's been doing a lot of, Instagram stuff lately.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know who's talking to him. He's like, hey, everybody, I'm Phil. Like, he's showing him, like, driving in. I'm going to hit driver on every hole today. And then he did another one about bombing it. And, like, I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
Dude,
like, he never used to do that stuff.
It's a picture of him jumping, too, with one.
Yeah, that's where he won the Masters. It's a one.
It's always about him somehow, though. Huh?
I know.
Like, it's NBA Finals, and he tweets a picture not of them. Hey, look at me.
I won the Masters. Great leap. I know. That is Phil. Yeah, he does like to. Good point.
Here's our boy, Jeremy Roenick. JR. I hope the Toronto Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
The city of Toronto deserves a championship. Who wants to see Golden State win again? Raptors Nation. Jeremy Roenick.
I like it.
I like it too. Thank you, Jeremy. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. All right, let's go to Jason in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Oh, thank you. What's up, fellas? Jason? How are you? What's up, Gabe?
How you doing?
Cam, how are you guys? Going great.
Good, Jason.
So, what's up? Give me 90 seconds, because the last couple times I spoke to you guys, you know, you guys always talked to, Gabe, remember you and Corey months ago, you talked to drunk so-and-so in Texas or Dallas, and he was a Cowboy fan, and he was drunk Brad, right? Yeah.
Drunk
Brad.
I'm always drunk
Jason, and, oh my God, I'm like 20 times more creative than Brad, but give me 90 seconds. Anyways, check it out, guys.
You're not as drunk as he is, though.
Me? Oh, Gabriel. Anyways, check it out. So, it's funny, Cam and Gabe. Cam, do you have one enemy in the whole world?
I got a few.
You got a few? Because that's shocking, because I bumped into a guy here.
He's a prick in the TV business. He sold me down the river a long time ago. He actually ruined
my
life.
Oh, no.
I got fired by email.
But you'll stand by that and say, he's a prick, right?
Yeah. I actually ran into him a while ago. He is a prick, but he knows karate. He's a lot smaller than me, but he's really tough.
Oh, that's why when he's not looking, you hit him in the back of the head with something. Anyways, check it out. Gabe would agree. Anyways, Al Delvecchio, Gabe, I think you misunderstood me. He's actually a blood relative of mine, of Al Molinaro from Happy Days.
Oh,
yeah, I talked to you a couple weeks back. Yeah, no. He's actually like my grandpa's like nephew.
Is related?
Yes,
to you?
I met him. He's my name's Jason Molinaro, and his name is Al Molinaro. And my grandpa's name, my dad's dad, was Frank Molinaro. He's like, there's so many freaking Molineros around that in the Kenosha, Milwaukee, Chicago area, that especially Kenosha, that actually, he's like a second cousin, or he's something, you know, growing up. So, and I actually got to meet him. My sister bought an old A&W drive-in restaurant, and they named it Andy's Drive-In, because there was an Andy's restaurant in Kenosha for years. made their own homemade pies. It was a little local place with the, you know, the little swivel bar stools, a mom and pop place. Anyways, I got to meet him there. I was 12 years old, and Al Molinaro, he came with the apron on, like a cook and stuff, and took pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Because my sister's restaurant was known for the old fashioned cars on Wednesday nights. Anyways, it's funny how you talked about dude getting whacked by his mom, and Gabe, I'm surprised you missed this one. You actually said, who was it that got spanked or something by their, it was their mom, he's 26 years old, right?
Yeah, in Florida.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of funny. It's kind of funny because actually you would hope that he's not spanked on the butt by his mom when he's 26.
It's definitely not related.
Anyways, it's creepy. But, I got, like I said, Gabe and Cam are telling you, I could, like, pat you guys on the back and give you guys props and shout-outs. Because, Gabe, remember, and Cam, remember, like 15 years ago, a shout-out didn't exist.
That's true.
You'd say, let me say hey to somebody. Let me say hey to this person or hey to that person.
Yeah,
there was no string of this shit. Best thing is a shout out, yeah, you know. but I figured maybe I can squeeze in maybe like one joke a week. One joke a week. I know jokes are tricky, and you know, but no, Cam, they'll be quality. I mean,
sorry,
you guys can always cut me off.
Sorry, Jason, you're killing me.
No. Give me 35 seconds. This joke, it's a golfing joke, and so a woman's golfing, and I'm not gonna swear. A woman's golfing. And she gets stung by a bee. She gets stung by a bee, and it's really bad. And she goes to her doctor. And, of course, her doctor, who's rich, he's a golfer, too. And she says, hey, Doc, I got Doc Jones, I got stung by a bee. And he goes, oh, yeah, where at? And she goes, well, between hole one and two. And he says, oh, your stance is too wide. That's quality. Come on, that's Gabriel.
Yeah. It is.
Okay, and one thing. Let me give you. No, it's great. Let me get. Actually, Jason Sudeikis.
Listen, your 90 seconds are over, nearly up here. Hey, we're going to a break.
All right. Okay. Great.
What's your finals prediction?
Congratulations on the Raptors, both you guys. Seriously. I'm a Packer fan, and back in 95, 96 when they went to the Super Bowl. Congratulations with the Raptors. I'm all go Raptors, and go of the under the assist 3.5 for a letter tonight. Over three and a half assists. Joe Ranieri,
right.
Word up. Thank you, Gabriel. Cam, I love you guys.
All right, we go from Jason to Rick Barry.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, the excitement is building. Pretty crazy, as we talked about. Fans began lining up outside the Scotiabank Arena in downtown Toronto at 3:55 a.m. That was the first fan to get into this the Jurassic Park. There's a lot of excitement in Toronto. Let's bring in a former Golden State Warrior, an NBA champion, an MVP, one of the greatest players ever to play the game, and somebody that you can actually hang with, too, after this grind of the playoffs, guys. You don't have to be a player to want to jump off the grid for a little while. It's a great packages for you outdoorsmen and fishermen. Rainbow King Lodge package. Go to Alaska with Rick Barry and company. It looks beautiful. And a Sea of Cortez fishing adventure as well. You get information over at rickberry24.com. Good morning, Rick. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. I got to tell you, man, Alaska looks awesome.
Yeah, well, that's totally a different thing. This one is even better. Your people go to TLC, all small letters, like Tender Loving Care, TLC24.net. They get a $2,000 travel card that's going to be a VIP travel card that they can use for resorts and hotels worldwide. It'll be cheaper than going online. No cost, no obligation. You'll have the card available to you at your use and tell all their friends and family about it. And it's free. No obligation whatsoever. So check it out. TLC24.com.
TLC24.
You'd be crazy not to.
Hey, I travel a lot, too.
TLC24.net. Make sure it's...
Oh, dot net. My bad. I should know basketball. Dot net.
TLC24.net. Yeah, exactly. No problem. And they'll love it. I mean, I use it all the time.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Yeah, I'm doing some traveling this summer, too, so I love the savings. So, Rick, thank you for joining us, Ed. You know, me and Joe and everyone, we've been talking about play-by-play guys and handicappers and everybody else in between, but I want your opinion on this. As far as the matchups are concerned of this series, what's the matchup you most looking forward to or curious about? Like, me and Joe have been wondering, is Kawhi... I've been saying, if I'm the Raptor... I'm a Raptor fan, so I'm thinking from a Raptor perspective. I'm thinking I'd like to take Draymond Green out of the game a bit. And Kawhi Leonard can maybe disrupt Draymond, because I look at Draymond as sort of this engine, but... You know, you're the basketball genius here. What are the matchups we should be looking for, and what are you expecting between Nurse and Kerr?
You're saying for them to put him on, to put Draymond Green on that? No, I can't actually see that one.
I'm saying Kawhi on Draymond a bit, just to disrupt the pick and rolls and stuff.
No, because he'd have to work so hard on defense, because Draymond is on the boards. Draymond's pushing it up the floor. If he plays the way he played in the last two games, Kawhi'd have to work his butt off playing against him. And so the last thing you want to do is wear Kawhi out. I mean, you know, he's got to carry so much of their load offensively that now all of a sudden he's going to have to carry a big load defensively, guard a guy who's so active and who plays so hard and goes to the basket. And I wouldn't do that.
So you don't want him on Curry then? Because a lot of people are like, oh, he's going to be on Curry. I'm thinking, how the hell is he going to chase a guard around?
Yeah, no, I agree. He shouldn't be on him either. I mean, it's a situation where wherever it is, that's what the Warriors are going to want to do, wear him out. And if he guards Clay, then you could run Clay like he normally does, running him off of 2-3 screens, making Kawhi feel like a freaking pinball bouncing around off of these screens. That's the whole idea. See what Steve has to come up with. Steve is going to come up with a lineup to match and counter whatever's going to happen with Toronto. Because if Toronto goes big, that's going to be interesting to see, you know, if he's going to go small and try to see if they can do some damage to them and push the ball and make those big guys have to run. This is why I'm looking forward to seeing what happens tonight. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what each coach is going to do, and that's why it's a chess match. Who's going to try to get the upper hand by the personnel that you have out there on the floor and see how it works? Obviously, if they go big, they're going to want to maybe go inside and try to beat the Warriors up in there. They were very susceptible to that and gave up a lot of offensive rebounds, you know, that hurt them in some of the games in the prior series. So it's going to be an interesting matchup to see what happens and what each coach decides to do.
You know, Rick, a lot of the narrative that I'm hearing is about this rest and how rested the Golden State Warriors are and how that is going to be a detriment to them going into tonight's game. Talk to us a little bit about, I mean, will it affect them? Do you think it's an issue, or how do you see, you know, the fact that they've been off for so long? How does that play into tonight's game?
Well, if you look and see over the past, they've won championships. They had just about as much time off and a couple of times and won the series. They've won with a little bit of rest. I mean, what will happen, it sometimes can impact you for the first part of the game, maybe the first half or the first quarter. So, you know, we'll have to see. I don't think it's a major factor whatsoever. It does take you a little while to get back to used to playing against competition, because no matter how much you scrimmage against your own guys, it's not the same as playing against an opponent. So, yeah, it could have an impact a little bit, but I don't think it's a major impact that will cost them a game.
We've talked about the Warriors have been through this. They have the pedigree. People have tried different things, Rick. Like, Houston have tried to outscore them. It's hard to, like, slow them down. It's easier said than done to create your own tempo and create the rhythm of the basketball game. How do you beat, like, if you were the coach of the Raptors, like, how do you approach it? You know, if you're the Raptors, you don't want to get into a track meet, right? You know, I'm thinking the Raptors want to play in the high 90s, low 100s, right? So do they slow it down and play half court? Like, how do you beat the Warriors, in your opinion?
Make your shots. if you make your shots, you slow them down. Right? And if you make your shots, they have to take it out of the basket. But you can still run even then. Remember, you know, you run, you know, the Lakers with Showtime? I mean, hell, they'd grab the ball out of the basket and they'd still run down your throat. Yeah. The Warriors have to do the same thing. No, the Warriors need to do the same thing. Closest guy to the ball, get it, bring it in, push it. Push the ball all the time. Try to make it so they can't set their defense up. Toronto was playing terrific defense, but if the Warriors play their brand of basketball, which is pass, move, cut, running off screens, doing all those great things, if they do that, I don't care how good a defensive team you are, you're going to have some breakdowns. And the Warriors are a smart team. You see when they do that how many easy baskets they get. They get the lobs from Draymond to Iguodala for dunks, and they get all these other great opportunities to get open looks and shots and easy baskets. That's what they have to do. They have to play the Warrior style of basketball. If they play the Warrior style of basketball, the Toronto defense will be negated to a large extent, and they'll give the Warriors an advantage. And the biggest thing for the Warriors need to make their shots, obviously. But the Warriors, I think, overall are a better shooting team than Toronto. Toronto was very erratic in the last series in their shooting. If you looked at it, they had a couple of games where they shot 20-something percent for threes and 30 from the field. They can't shoot poorly. If they shoot poorly, their chances of beating the Warriors are very, very slim. But if they shoot the ball well and they can play some good defense and, you know, try to slow the Warriors down some, they have a chance to beat them. There's no question about that.
You know, Rick, last time you were on the show, Kevin Durant had just gotten hurt, and we were, you know, we made the comment and said, you know, listen, they're never going to be better without Kevin Durant than with him. They're just going to be different. And, you know, what we've seen the Golden State Warriors without Kevin Durant on the court is basically an undefeated, a completely different ball-moving machine. Now they've got a situation where he hasn't touched the court in a month here. We don't know if he's going to come back in middle, maybe late to this series. And the dilemma everyone's talking about with Steve Kerr is, what do you do now that you've got this momentum going with the team, the ball moving and flowing? What do you do with Boogie Cousins? What do you do with Kevin Durant if, in fact, he can come back here somewhere in the middle of this series?
Well, the thing you have to do is you have to understand that the Warriors got caught up a little bit against the Rockets series when Kevin was playing at a high level, and they relied too much on him. They did too much of the one-on-one. He was getting the ball and doing isolations with a lot of time on the shot clock. They need to have, and when they play the Warriors style like you've seen the last games that they've played, the last, you know, five games, if they play that way with Kevin, which they have done on many occasions, that's their best basketball. Because that gives them another weapon. It makes the guy have to, a defender have to try to guard Kevin, who it's hard to guard anyway. And you can always then have him to go to with 5 seconds left in the shot clock, not 18. And you can put the ball in his hands, and you know he has the ability to score and get a shot off and do something meaningful. They can't get caught up if he does come back with him not playing that style of basketball that we've been watching for the last five games.
We've only got
Boogie Cousins is another story. If they go big, Boogie may be able to come in and play a little bit and go up against Gasol or something of that nature. But if they're going to go and want to push and do something, and Toronto goes a little smaller, well, then Boogie's not going to be somebody that could be a major factor for you.
We've only got about a minute and a half or 2 minutes left here with you, Rick. Just quickly on Draymond Green. Me and Joe were talking about this earlier. We've been talking about, I don't know, something just clicked. I like what he said. He goes, I watch myself flopping on TV all the time, and it bothered me. But I said earlier, people always sort of change back again, but incredibly impressive. Not just like the mental, the basketball IQ of Draymond, but the cardio and the energy, man. Some of those games against Portland at the end of the game, everybody was sort of sweating and in slow motion, and Draymond's just flying to the rim and grabbing rebounds, Rick.
Well, I give him great credit because it's almost like, you know, he crossed over the line to maturity, to become a very mature player and understand what value he has for this team and how valuable he is when he plays that way. And if he plays at that level, it's going to be very difficult, I think, for the Toronto Raptors to be able to beat them. Now, whether he sustains it, like you said, and he takes a step backwards and goes back to his old habits, he just can't let the officials impact what's going on. That's his problem. If he gets a bad call, he's got to just shake it off and go and just keep playing the way he's been playing. He plays like that. I feel good about the Warriors. The nice thing about it is even in the last series, you know, Clay hasn't been on his game shooting. And if Clay comes back and starts shooting the way he was, of course, Steph was out of his mind. And hopefully Steph will continue to play at a high level. But if you get Clay to step up, that even makes it more difficult for Toronto. And then you know, some of the guys that do it, Steph. I mean, Moody has been, I think, the unsung hero for this team, the way this guy's played in the playoffs. He's been incredible doing stuff.
Yeah, this McKinney guy came out of nowhere, too, in this series.
So Rick, McKinney's done a nice job. The bench has done a good job.
Prediction, it sounds like you like the Warriors. I'll accept it as a Raptor fan. But Warriors, how many games, in your opinion?
Well, it just depends on what they do up here. If they win one of these games, then I don't see the series going more than five or six games. If they lose both of these games, it's liable to go six or seven.
All right, Rick Barry, the Hall of Famer. Go to TLC24.net, TLC24.net. No joke, guys. And save like $2,000. You travel. Forget about Expedia and Priceline and everything else. Check out TLC24.net. Thanks for the time, Rick.
Hey, always a pleasure, and I hope it's a good game and both teams play their best.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, thanks to Rick Barry for throwing it down with us. We're heading into level three, our final hour before game one of the NBA Finals. And we'll get into all of our picks and props for the game. And in fact, we'll do a DFS lineup actually as well. I haven't done it yet. We'll put together a DFS lineup. And, you know, I told you, Cam, it rains here all the time. And once again, it's freaking pouring out. And dark
game
as hell.
Just got postponed, buddy. Just got postponed.
Yeah, Red Sox. You know what? I bet you the Red Sox and Yankee players are happy they're postponed so they can watch the NBA Finals.
Yeah. Good call. Be made up in a doubleheader August 3rd, so down the line. But, yeah, you're right about Rick Barry. He had a little bit of the Earl of Searle going there. He was a little bit off the top, a little bit throwing at your it was good, though. Yeah, he's got that kind of he's got that bite. Yeah, he's a Golden State.
You know, Hall of Famers like to they got to put you in your place a bit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I get it
for sure.
The pecking order to this stuff, right? Like, the thing is, with all due respect to Rick Barry, he didn't answer my question, did he? And I actually got him to admit I don't know what they're gonna do, like what he said, because I don't know. Because I said, yeah, I'd put Kawhi on Draymond. Ah, you can't do that. That's crazy. Kawhi running around after Draymond. He's acting like Draymond's more athletic than Kawhi Leonard or something. Kawhi Leonard can track Draymond Green. Don't worry about it. It's more crazy talk that people keep talking about putting Kawhi on Curry. That's a tougher challenge. Now, Kawhi can do it.
That's not a good idea.
It's Curry's small and fast and stuff. Anyways, the matchups are interesting. What else is interesting? I see Jordan Spieth is lighting it up at the Memorial.
Gabe, today it's kind of like what Ranieri said. Remember, I'll never forget, Joe, what he said on Wednesday. He cannot keep up his form, missing fairways and stuff. Know what he did today? He hit two putts for birdie over 35 feet. Sorry, one for eagle. Also chipped in from the deep rough, like, this guy's a Houdini.
Well,
like he saved three or four shots, so he shot six under. Probably should have been about two under, but hey, good golfers do that stuff. Tiger Woods really grinded out a beautiful round. He was at one time two over. He got it to two under, and Moops didn't miss fairways today. I learned a lot watching this golf tournament today. This rough at Memorial has never been worse. Like, it's cabbage around the green, but if you keep it in the fairway, you'll score really well. Just ask Ryan Moore, who had a nice round. And as for the bets that you got going, good news and bad news. I guess the good news, Ricky Fowler, I think he's moving up the leaderboard. Where is he now? So I'm on him, too. He's T12 now, T12. So 3-under. Yep, T12. And Hideki was 3-under, but he's struggling down the stretch. But he finished
Hideki
at 1-under.
Hideki always screws.
Yeah, he screws me, too. But it's a long tournament, and the one Asian right now, there's a couple Asians. Siwoo Kim in that Asian bet, he's 3-under. I forgot about Ho-Tong Lee. He's a damn good golfer. Remember, this is the guy who stared down Rory McIlroy on the European Tour. But there's a guy even better. I think HP Kim, or he's 4-under. Yeah, KH Lee. Correct.
So he is one guy. But hey, three shots, whatever. He still finished under par. Just bothers me. He was three under and didn't really close well.
Is it Kiradash off of Bhardwaj? Is he considered? He's Asian too, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's Thailand. He's Thailand.
Huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Hideki screwed me for one of those make the cut parlays once for like $500.
Yeah. I know. I'm getting screwed in horse races this afternoon too. My jockey's just a clown. The guy's such a bad trip, man. Weaving in and out of traffic.
Kuchar?
Kuchar's even, I think. One over. Let me take a look again. Long tournament, Robert, Gabe. Good. Long tournament. No need to panic yet, but I'll tell you something. Jordan Spieth, I don't think he'll keep it up, but good start. Cantlay's 4-under. Fowler's 3-under. It's okay. Adam Scott's playing pretty good. Long tournament, buddy.
There's some pretty big names actually at the bottom of this list here.
Yeah, Rory's 3 over.
Plus 5.
Yeah, Tony Finau, 5-0. Yeah.